USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote, receiving the support of 211 of his fellow Conservatives out of 359. It's 58%, but a slimmer margin than his predecessor, Theresa May, who resigned in 2019, 6 months after she survived her no-confidence vote. Nevertheless, Johnson hailed the victory.
I think this is a very good result for politics and for the country.
Just in, it's
just I do. Just in this sense, I think it's a convincing result.
Johnson's leadership was rocked when it was revealed that he and his staff held illegal parties during COVID lockdowns. Past prime ministers who survived no confidence votes often emerge in weakened positions. The Dow added 16 points on Monday, the Nasdaq gained 49, and the S&P 500 was up 13 points. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care. Especially now, with inflation the way it is, people are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The former leader of the Proud Boys was charged with seditious conspiracy along with other members of the group. The federal government says Henry Tarillo and four others coordinated the attack on the Capitol back on January 6, 2021, to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's 2020 election victory. They are scheduled to stand trial in D.C. federal court in August. Elon Musk is threatening to walk away from his $44 billion bid to buy Twitter. He's accusing the social media company of refusing to give him information about its spam bot and fake accounts. Lawyers for the Tesla and SpaceX CEO made the threat in a letter that was disclosed in a company filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The U.S. moved to seize two luxury jets after linking them to Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. One is a $60 million Gulfstream, the other believed to be one of the most expensive private airplanes in the world at $350 million. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Investigators in Wisconsin are expanding their look into the man accused of fatally shooting a retired state judge. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Cole says 56-year-old Douglas Udy targeted Judge John Romer, who sent Udy to prison back in 2005 for a six-year stay.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased.
Call confirmed that there was a hit list found in Udy's car, did not go into specifics, however. Sources tell several outlets that names including Democratic governors from Wisconsin and Michigan were on it, along with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Udy is in critical condition at hospital after he was found in Romer's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Federal prosecutors say cryptocurrency scammers have made off with more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half.
In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans were taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC went on to say crypto-related scams account for about $1 out of every $4 lost to fraud, more than any other payment method. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Data reported to the FBI each year by thousands of police departments across the country shows a 6% drop in the number of youths referred to adult courts when they were taken into custody between 2010 and 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.